An American Bar Association task force concluded that Bush's use of signing statements amounted to what it calls a serious threat to the rule of law. UW political science professor Donald Downs is an expert on constitutional law. He says signing statements are traditionally used to include the president's interpretation of the bill that is being signed. Downs says Bush's signing statements are different.
How often the president does it? What are the intentions of the presidency in doing so? And will, does the writing statement actually contradict what the law says? And that's really where the controversy is.
The ABA task force says that Bush, in his 6 years, has attached more than 800 signing statements to bills, compared with 600 for all previous presidents combined. Down says that after Bush signed a bill to ban torture, he included a signing statement in which he declared that he could, at his discretion, ignore the torture ban. The bipartisan task force, which includes a former head of the FBI and the deans of both Harvard and Yale law schools, urges Congress to enact legislation allowing for judicial review of any signing statements. Professor Downs says that though Congress has other political options, the courts would have a say in the matter.
In the end, though, it's not entirely clear how much this matters. If you get a legal case, courts tend to not look at the signing statements, they look at the law itself.
Meanwhile, U.S. Justice Department officials disagree with the task force's assessment, saying the president is exercising a legitimate power in a legitimate way. John Helgeson, Wisconsin Public Radio.